We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
All right, my friends, welcome back to another audio adventure here on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet, and if you haven't yet, please take a moment today to leave a rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We're almost at 1,000 ratings on Spotify, and I can't even articulate to you how helpful it would be if you could do that. Such an honor today to have one of my favorite comedians, the hilarious Joe Coy, on the show. He has a new movie that just came out called Easter Sunday, and I'm so pumped for him because he's been doing comedy since 1989. I mean, he sells out stadiums all around the world, but this is the first movie that he's the main character in, and it's based around his life. Easter Sunday, trust me, you're going to love this. Give him a follow on social media if for some strange reason you don't already follow him. He's at Joe Coy, J-O-K-O-Y. If you're not following me for some strange reason, it's just my name, at Chris Van Vliet. And let's just dive into this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me and Joe Coy. Joe, so good to see you.
Good to see you.
Welcome back to Las Vegas.
Oh, man, I love Las Vegas. That's my hometown. I have a house there. And, you know, I'm getting ready to play T-Mobile Arena November. So it's going to be it's incredible. I love this.
I can't imagine you're actually spending a lot of time in Vegas because you're so busy right now.
It's nonstop. I don't mind, though. I want to stay busy always.
That's great. Look, when you're on stage, it's very easy to tell what's funny. You're getting that immediate reaction from the audience.
Yes.
When you're on set, how do you know if something's working?
You know what? You don't. You really don't. You got to really trust your gut, and then you have to really trust the director. Like, everything is in the director's hands, and you got to trust him. And if he says, I got it, then you just go, okay, he's got it. And there were several times where I felt like he didn't have it. You know, I didn't feel like I gave it to him, but he was right. So big shout out to Jay Chandrasekhar.
Was there ever a point when your character in this film was actually going to be called Joe Coy? Because there's a lot of similarities between Joe Coy and Joe Valencia.
The whole movie was based on me. So it was, you know, the stand-up comic aspect. We just didn't want to go up as Coy because it just doesn't make it fun to watch. You know what I mean? It wasn't a documentary. We wanted to make a movie. So we had to change my name.
So much of your stand-up is talking about your family and telling stories about them, doing voices. What do you think is like, it's more difficult to like for them to deal with the stories you're telling about them or you doing their voices, them going, that doesn't sound like me, Joe. Come on.
Yeah. I'm always going to get that. It's all even my son says that. I don't talk like that, Dad. It's like, yeah, you do. Yes, you do. This is an embellished version of you, but this is exactly what I hear. So that's the version I'm going to give.
Your character in the film is so famous for the beer commercial and the catchphrase, you know, let's get the party started, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the thing people say when they come up and meet you? What's the line they say?
Joseph. I mean, it's nonstop. And it'll be from far away too. So now I got to look around and who said it. So it's like, Joseph.
And then what is your response? Is your immediate response to do the voice back to them?
Oh, no. I just acknowledge, I get it. Like, people just want to meet me and they want to find some type of icebreaker. But, it's I got to realize that. It's like, hey, that's one of those phrases that people love. So I got to remember that all the time and not get mad about it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You've been doing this for a long, long time. I'm so curious to know, what's the biggest difference that you see in comedy now versus 1989 when you started?
What I see now is a really big push for stand-up comedy now. You know, when I was doing it, there was nobody doing stand-up. You know, it was like you could name the comics and that was it. And then all the guys that were working in the comedy clubs, you really didn't hear about because there was no social media to put them out there. So if you weren't on The Tonight Show, people didn't really know who you were. So, but now with IG and TikTok and Facebook, everyone's got like a shot, a winning chance, you know, at stand-up. So, yeah. And then YouTube, you know what I mean? A lot of people are going to YouTube to get their content out there. So I love that, you know what I mean? So you get a variety and everyone gets to be heard without having to wait for someone to give them a chance.
What do you think is the best piece of advice that you got early on in your career that you still take with you every time you step on stage?
Oh, man, there's so many I got. There's three comics. Corey Holcomb. I love Corey Holcomb. I used to open for him all the time. And he used to say, I don't know who you are, so you need to tell me more stuff about you. So that's where all these, you know, I was already telling stories, but I needed to be more specific and get more creative with my stories. And then another one was Joe Torre. He said, never be scared of silence. Don't always go for the big applause breaks, because when they're silent, they're listening. And then of course, Cedric the Entertainer. Like, whoever's in front of you, if they're smashing, then go out there and smash even harder, because you're a headliner. You know what I mean? They paid you the big money. You go earn that big money. Don't just walk through like it's a walk in the park. Kill it. So those three really stood out the most.
Joe, I love seeing you crush it. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you, and huge congratulations on Easter Sunday.
Thank you so much. I love you, man. I'll see you in Vegas, right?
Yeah, of course, bro. I'd love to chat with you for longer next time.
Let's go.
All right.
Love you, man.
Thanks, bro. Love you.
T-Mobile. Make sure you're there for T-Mobile. We'll do it.
I'll see you there.
All right.
Yes, Joe Coy. And what he's talking about there with T-Mobile Arena is November 19th. They'll be live there in Las Vegas. So if you were planning a trip to Vegas, hey, that might be a really good time for you to go. His new movie, Easter Sunday, is in theaters now. Go check it out. Go check him out on social media as well. He's at Joe Coy.
I'm at Chris Van Vliet, and snap a screenshot. Let us know what you thought of this one. Let us know what stood out for you the most. Let us know how much you love Joe Coy. And I'll leave you with the words of Tony Robbins. If you talk about it, it's a dream. If you envision it, it's possible. But if you schedule it, it's real. Be great. Be grateful. Have a great weekend. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.